It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Keep on working. Keep on working.
Let's dig a little deeper into this minimum wage contretemps.
Let's. So this Senate bill is at the bottom of it all, an effort to pull the rug out from under the ballot drive, the petition drive, to raise the Michigan minimum wage to $10.10 an hour.
A cause beloved by Democrats, progressives.
And it would do that by making the existing minimum wage law, the one that would be changed by the ballot drive, disappear and recreate it somewhere else.
Presto change-o. So why did 10 out of 12 Senate Democrats go along with it? Some of whom had even already blasted the proposal as a gimmick, too paltry, especially for workers earning the lower tipped wage.
Well, some felt they had no choice. They couldn't not vote for a minimum wage increase of any sort once it was put in front of them.
Right. Democratic politicians who don't vote to raise the minimum wage will always risk having that vote used against them later, if not this year, than most likely in some future election.
But here's another wrinkle. Even though the minimum wage proposal is widely seen as a turnout tool that might help Democrats inspire and bring out their voters, there are some Democrats who question whether the time, the money, and other resources spent on a petition drive might be better spent on helping Democratic candidates.
Yep. And in the end, only two Democrats voted against it. And with 14 Senate Republicans, Senate to the House. So is this a win for the Republicans?
Not really, not necessarily. And that's because, well, just as many Democrats feel they have to support pretty much any and every minimum wage increase, there are Republicans who feel they have no choice but to oppose a minimum wage hike in whatever iteration it may present itself.
The minimum wage not only violates their free market instincts, but could be used against them in a Republican primary where conservative bona fides are an issue.
So after the Senate vote sent this bill to the House, the spokesman for House Speaker Jace Bolger, let's just say he cast a gentle rain upon it.
Made it clear that this was not a happy development as far as the House Republican caucus is concerned.
Not to mention all this Sturm und Drang over the minimum wage bill, it could all be for naught.
This basically tries to undermine our constitutional right to petition our government. And this is an overt attempt to silence the will and the vote of the people. And we're going to continue to plow forward.
David Woodward is with the petition drive, and he says they're filing those signatures at the end of the month, no matter what, to force the question in front of the legislature or onto the November ballot. And he says they're ready to fight it out in court.
All of this is brand new political and legal territory. What happens when the legislature makes a change that affects a petition drive in the field? Can state elections officials just unilaterally declare that a petition campaign that's done everything it's supposed to do is, well, moot?
And if it goes to the ballot and wins, and most of the polling suggests it probably would, does what the Senate just did matter? Would that vote of the people undo what the legislature did and basically put the law back onto the books?
That is an open question, what the courts call a matter of first impression.
But we do have a recent United States Supreme Court decision that deals with ballot questions. It's the main opinion in the case of Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette versus the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action.
In that opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy said laws that are enacted by direct citizen action, by ballot drives, deserve the highest level of respect by the system.
We just might see a case that pits what voters decide directly against what the legislature wants.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often me.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.
There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cuter.